We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So how about this for It's a Small World? I get a text during the commercial break, Crowder, from Clay Ferrero from Channel 10. Eric Mittenthal and I interned together. Great friend.
It's a small world.
So I text Clay back, you interned at the Hot Dog Council?
Remember, Clay used to be heavy. He was trying to do some research.
And he says, no, it was at a television station in Norfolk, Virginia. And
that's crazy.
I mean, that what are the odds of that? If it's the same Eric Mittenthal. So he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Are you the Eric Mittenthal who's friendly with Clay Ferrero?
I am indeed. And Clay just texted me as well and was excited that I'm coming on. So shout out to Clay and so excited to be on with you guys.
What a wild turn of events that is. I like the visual of Clay interning at the Hot Dog Council, though. And then, like, his friend Eric, you know, just rocket ships all the way up to president. And Clay is like, well, I got to find something else to do. This isn't working out for me. So Solana, our producer, he was doing headlines yesterday, and you obviously don't listen to our show, but the headlines usually involve stuff outside of sports. And I guess the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council came out with some sort of statement or something that a traditional hot dog should be finished in five or less bites. Do I have that correct?
That is true, yeah. We have a whole etiquette guide on our website with lots of etiquette rules.
And so after he had shared that story, I went on Twitter and I said, you know, the person who orders the foot-long hot dog at a sporting event, you don't usually see him anywhere other than sporting events, the foot-long hot dog guy is kind of a look-at-me Louie. Would you agree with that? Because we all know how long a hot dog is supposed to be and how it fits in a bun. And then you get the guy with the foot-long and it's drooping off both sides of the bun and it's kind of a look-at-me move, no?
I think the footlong hot dog guy is a champion. I mean, he's the one who can walk around and say, I'm the guy who's going to take down this footlong hot dog. So I think he should be celebrated.
Yeah, Seahawk, that's what I was saying. It's like a double patty on a hamburger, right, Eric? It's more of greatness.
Exactly. You know, you guys down in South Florida, you eat the normal size hot dogs. You know, out in L.A. at the Dodger Dogs, those are footlong hot dogs. They sell the most hot dogs in all of Major League Baseball. More than 3 million a year. They're all eating foot-long hot dogs. So I think you guys got to catch on to that trend down there.
I don't know about that. I feel like I've had a Dodger dog in Vero Beach. I feel like it wasn't a foot-long. And what Crowder's saying with... I know, I'm arguing with the president of hot dogs. President of hot dogs. I'm going to call you that. Is the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council...
It's the hot dog top dog.
Is it hot dog top dog. But is is the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council a legit organization?
We are the real deal. We've been around since 1994, so coming up on 30 years.
Wow. And so do you represent hot dog manufacturers, or you just kind of meander about? I'm not trying to be insulting. I'm just trying to figure out, like, if this is like a lobbying organization or if this is something that you just kind of ordained yourself.
Yeah. So we represent hot dog manufacturers. Those are our members, all the companies who make the hot dogs that you know and love, we work with every day. And we're actually part of the North American Meat Institute, which represents all the meat companies. And my normal day job is chief strategy officer for the Meat Institute, but I also dabble in hot dogs as well as the hot dog top dog. And so that's the fun part of my job.
And Eric, what was your path to becoming president? How did you become the hot dog top dog?
You know, it takes somebody who loves hot dogs and knows how to talk about them. So, you know, going back, I worked in television just like Clay, and we actually worked in the same place in Idaho once upon a time. And I did that for a while and learned how to talk about hot dogs real well. Got a job at the Meat Institute. It was a perfect fit and you know, went from there. So I've been president for going on about 8 years now, and it's fun every day.
Man, that is that's a dream job. I'm not going to lie.
Just got two terms, though. Hog, his second term's about to be up, right?
I know. So can anyone run for this position? Can I throw my hat in the ring, or do I have to have some sort of association?
You got to wow the hot dog manufacturers. You know, they have to.
Oh, I can wow them
to crown you. So you know, I took over for the Queen of Ween, who started the Hot Dog and Sausage Council back in 1994, and I'm not royalty, but I maintain the president honor.
Right, the Queen of Ween, I like that. Eric Mittenthal is the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. So from your own website, which you referenced earlier, here are some of the do's and don'ts, Crowder, and Eric, you can comment. It says, don't put hot dog toppings between the hot dog and the bun. Always dress the dog, not the bun. So the bun is sacred, and it's the dog that needs the toppings?
It's not necessarily the bun is sacred, but it's really about the way the bun handles the condiments. If you dress the bun, that hot dog is going to fall through. The hot dog is the vehicle for the condiments that keeps it all together.
All right, fair enough. Another don't here, Crowder. Don't use a cloth napkin to wipe your mouth when eating a hot dog. Paper is always preferable. Now, I'm with you on that. I can't imagine, now maybe because you're, you know, the president, top dog, maybe you will have a hot dog, say, for dinner at home, and maybe you have cloth napkins out or something. I believe hot dogs are meant more on the go, baseball games, Little League, along those lines. So is that why, I'm guessing you would agree with that, but that the paper napkin, it's more of a paper napkin kind of food item. If it's a cloth napkin, you're kind of sitting down with a plate and it's a more formal meal.
Exactly. Hot dogs are not a formal food. They're meant to be eaten on the go, outside. So definitely no cloth napkins. Stick to the paper. That's the way to go.
Is there a less respected hot dog? Like, I know I went vegan for a while. Are vegan hot dogs just the same as the normal?
Embarrassing. That embarrassing, a vegan hot dog?
I was eating hot dogs, though, Eric.
Nah, that wasn't a hot dog.
The vegan's embarrassing. So technically, actually, the vegan items are not even hot dogs. So by definition, government USDA definition, hot dogs have meat in them. So if you're eating something that does not have meat in it, it's not a hot dog. It is just a hot dog imitation.
Oh, meat stick.
A plant stick.
What about there's a lot of rumors, you know, anybody that eats a hot dog, if somebody doesn't eat them, they're always like, oh, do you have any idea what you're eating there? There's lips, there's talons. Do you want to dispel any of those rumors?
Hawk, birds have talons.
I can proudly dispel that myth. So that is absolutely not true. A hot dog is made very simply. It's the meat that's cut away from your steaks and roasts. It's ground up really finely. It's mixed with spices. It's put in a casing and cooked. And so none of those things that the rumors are about make their way in there. If there were things in a hot dog like organ meat, you know, some could contain a liver or something like that, it would say in the ingredients. And in certain places, that's a delicacy. I mean, there are parts of the country where that's included as a preferred choice in that area. But the vast majority of hot dogs you get on your store shelves are just made with regular meat that you see elsewhere on the store shelves. And if it had anything else, it would say it right there on the label.
So no beaks and no talons. That's what he's saying. What about eating a hot dog at a movie theater? I find that to be odd. I love a hot dog at a cookout, at a baseball game, at a movie theater, and they sell them at movie theaters. I find that to be odd.
I love a hot dog at a movie theater. How could you not love a hot dog at a movie theater? You're hanging out, you're watching the movie, enjoy a hot dog.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I should try that. Like, I don't know. For whatever reason, doesn't jump out to me as like a movie theater food. Crowder, you eat a hot dog at a movie theater?
It's sometimes the only meat option. Actually, usually the only, it's nachos and hot dogs and popcorn.
Right, but I'm not going to the movie theater to get meat. I don't know.
It's quick. It's just, you know.
No, I get it. I understand why it's so. I mean, they sell them at gas stations. It's quick, and you can eat it, you know, while you drive. But I don't know.
I like it. Yeah. Eric, you know what? I thought of something now. At a cookout, is the hamburger and the hot dog, are they friends or are they competition?
They are absolutely friends. Have them both. Enjoy them both. We love them both. People try to make a hot dog versus hamburger. No, they are friends, and they should be enjoyed together.
Wow. Mm. Now, I did not expect that answer.
You know, because there's two trays. If all the burgers are there and the hot dogs are gone, we kind of know who won. But if there's no competition, there's no winner.
Eric Mittenthal is the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. We've had a debate on this show for a while. There are people, and you tell me if you indulge in this or not, there are people who open up a pack of hot dogs, a refrigerated pack of hot dogs, and just eat them right out of the pack because they're already cooked. They're not raw. Most people are just used to having them warm. So how do you stand on that?
Yeah, cook your hot dog. That's the better way to go. They are cooked, but you're better off cooking the hot dog. It's just the safer way to enjoy it, and so recommend folks cook their hot dogs.
Because we've had people text us, you know, they go fishing, and so they take a pack of hot dogs, and they eat it kind of like beef jerky.
Now, beef jerky is the way to go if you want the raw food. Yeah, cook your hot dogs.
All right, that's a definitive answer there, Crowder. So yes, you got to stop eating the raw hot dogs.
This is all, another thing came up. Am I disrespecting hot dogs? You bring up fishing, Hawk, because I actually, my secret catfish bait are hot dogs. So everybody else is, you know, using all this stuff from Bass Pro Shop. I grab me a pack of hot dogs and I catch more catfish than everybody. Is that disrespecting the hot dog?
It's not the ideal way to use the hot dog. I mean, you should be eating the hot dog yourself, but you know, I think the fish they enjoy them too, and I'm not gonna be against you using them for fishing, but not the ideal way.
Okay.
So this is gonna shock you, and I know where you stand on this because I've read the do's and don'ts. But I'm from Chicago. I grew up in Chicago. That is hot dog central, and we love, you know, the neon green relish. But I'm going to make an admission to you. I am 53 years old, and I prefer ketchup on my hot dog over mustard. And I know you have on the don'ts there, don't use ketchup on your hot dog. Why is that a no-no?
Well, so you must have been kicked out of the city of Chicago for your ketchup.
It's why I had to leave. That is correct.
That's what they will do to people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, ketchup's just not the ideal condiment for hot dogs. It's too sweet. And so it just doesn't work as well as the other options that you can put on hot dogs. So for kids, it's okay. They don't have a refined palate. For the adults, it's time to put away the ketchup. And that's our most controversial part of our etiquette guide. I get a lot of people who are very passionate about the ketchup question, but it's just not the ideal way to enjoy a hot dog.
Is there any other condiments that are just no-nos? Because there's some hot dogs out there that have crazy stuff on top of me.
There are crazy hot dogs out there, but for the most part, what you put on, anything else you put on is good. And there's a lot of different hot dog varieties around the country that put unusual toppings on there. I mean, you find hot dogs with, pulled pork barbecue or mac and cheese. You have hot dogs out west that have beans and mayonnaise on there. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. And regionally, those tend to be very popular. But ketchup, there's no ketchup on a regional hot dog anywhere in the country.
Crowder, did you just refer to him as E?
E, yeah. You know, I cut people's names short.
All right. No, I didn't know I'm not did that.
I'm not the first person to call him E, I'm sure.
Eric, do people call you E?
Every once in a while, but, you know, with the title of Hot Dog Top Dog, I really prefer that.
Okay, sorry, Hot Dog Top Dog. It's a little wordy. It's a little wordy, E.
Hey, good to see you, Hot Dog Top Dog. So anyway, the reason that we had you on was yesterday's story. So a hot dog should be eaten in 5 bites or less, and it says on your do's and don'ts, a foot-long wiener, 7 bites is acceptable. That's correct?
That is correct, yeah. Enjoy it. You know, it's the perfect amount to enjoy it, not rush it down, but get through it. And, you know, 5 is ideal for a regular-sized hot dog.
Because I was making the point yesterday, you go to a baseball game, and I'll see someone finish a hot dog in 2 bites. Because it's possible, like, you can easily eat a hot dog in 2 bites. And I was saying to Crowder and Solana yesterday, well, that person's not enjoying the hot dog. It's too fast. They're not getting the enjoyment. But you've seen that, I'm sure, right? People just eat it in 2 bites.
I've seen that, yeah. I've seen people eat it in 2 bites. That's too few bites. And, you know, we also don't want people to choke. You know, it takes a few bites, chew the hot dog, and you know, 5 bites is a good amount to finish it.
How do you feel about the hot dog eating contest on Coney Island? I mean, we have the president of Major League Eating on with us occasionally. Does that offend your sensibilities, or, hey, we sell a lot of hot dogs?
We sell a lot of hot dogs. It is a wonderful celebration of American culture, and Joey Chestnut is a true American hero.
Well, you sound like George Shea, just the way that he talks. Like, he sounds like him.
What's your take on the corn dog? Because it actually is not a bun. Is that is that okay?
Wow, great question.
Oh yeah, corn dogs are great. Yeah, it's meat on a stick. You can't go wrong with meat on a stick.
Okay. Hey, so cocktail Franks, E.
All good. Love a cocktail Frank.
Okay.
Solana, what are some of the most popular foods on a stick?
Well, this is pretty interesting, Mr. President, and what an honor, I'd have to say, to speak with the hot dog top dog.
Yeah, you know what? Solana's right here. I don't think we've given E the proper respect, and Solana's right there to say, hey, this is an honor to speak with you. That, you know what? My mistake there. Continue on, Solana.
So going here through my foods on a stick list, Mr. President, a corn dog certainly would be one. But, you know, enough with meat on a stick. It's just a corn dog. You know, I don't like when people refer to it as meat on a stick. Let's just call it what it is. It's a corn dog.
I'm good with that.
I don't know what happened there either. I don't know what happened there either.
You caught him not paying attention.
I know. Well, no, but I wanted him to do his old bit, but he wasn't prepared for it. But it was. I mean, nor should he have been, because I didn't know it was going to go to on a stick. So, my bad, Solana. Anything else to?
I'm struggling to find the stupid list here, and I'm
really. We couldn't tell.
I'm rambling. You know, I do have one question though, Mr. President, because. According to your etiquette rules.
I'll tell you what makes Solana funny is that he couldn't find the list of his old foods on a stick, so he just tried to insult the guest. Like, that was his default, was, what? It's enough with the meat on a stick. I don't even know what the argument was, but he just wanted to insult them somehow.
A serious question. You say 5 bites or less to eat a traditional hot dog, which I assume would be around 6 inches. But if a foot long is just 2 regular hot dogs together, why is it only 2 extra bites to finish off the next 6 inches? That just seems a little, I don't know, a little unfair to me.
You know, if you're going all in for that foot long, you got to go all in bite wise too. So, you know, it's just the way of the commitment that you're making. You got to make the commitment in the way you're eating it, too.
Well, I think he put you in your place there, Solana.
I think he did. No, I think that was an excellent answer.
That was fun. I had the time of my life, Eric. This was great. And the fact that you interned with Clay Ferrero made this all the more special. I just wonder if Clay is listening to this and thinking to himself, thank God I got away from him because I could have ended up on the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Or if Clay is like, damn, E did it the right way. Look at me. You know, I'm out here covering a Panthers game tomorrow night. I don't know which one
Clay,
it is.
Clay is excellent at what he does, but he should absolutely be jealous.
Yeah, I think he might be a little bit. Eric Mittenthal, president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. This was a genuine treat. Thank you, Eric.
Treat for me as well. Thank you for having me on.
That was fun, man. I mean, how is he friends with Clay? That's the weird. Smallest coincidence. Like, that's wild to me.
And did he say they interned together in Idaho?
Yeah. Oh, no, they worked together, I think. What? They worked at a TV station together in Idaho.
Idaho. To
like,
South
what are the
Florida.
Odds of that? That's crazy. Salon, I'm sorry about the list, man.
I was just scanning. Food on a stick list. I haven't saved.
It was like I just thought you were immediately gonna say corn dogs one, all other foods on a stick two. I wasn't looking for the real list. I was just looking for the punchline of all other foods
which,
on a stick.
Which but, I was prepared for, but when I tell you you threw to me and I couldn't think of one food on a stick other than corn dogs, I blanked.
It was so funny. I felt like the moment I did it and I heard Solana start to stumble, I was like, oh my God, I am on a boat and I just pushed my friend who can't swim into the water as a joke. And I don't even have a life raft. And like, and as he's drowning, I'm like, it was funny though, right? That was funny, but it was funny that Solana immediately just took a
that was weird. Solana, that was weird. Why did anger? Why did your default go to anger?
He goes, hey, "It's enough already." With the meat on the stick. Like, what did that guy do to you?
Goodness gracious!
But I complimented him. I was calling him Mr. President.
That was such a funny default to me. He was caught in the air. So he's like, all right, shove it up your A with your meat on a stick, jackass.
The anger button was so quick. Goodness.
I know. It was so funny to me. He was the guy that was drowning and pulled the other guys down with him. He's the guy off Titanic that dunked Rose's head under the water because he was trying to get up. That was great. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.